So I go back and think about, like, what are the stories from our youth, the stories from the Brothers Grimm or Hans Christian Andersen, that have these magical things?
That's entrepreneur and futurist David Rose of the MIT Media Lab. He's giving a talk on what he calls enchanted objects, trash cans that can give you feedback on your recycling habits, umbrellas that glow blue when it's about to rain, pill bottles that remind you to take your medication. It's the Internet of Things, and his audience, about 100 executives from United Technologies, is loving every minute.
But hopefully it changes.
There's a point to the entertainment. This is UTC's first ever Technology and Innovation Planning Forum.
When you ask people about innovation, they think about companies like Apple and they think about companies like Facebook.
Michael McQuaid is UTC's chief technology officer. He says innovation is just as important to his company, but sometimes in a totally different way.
We innovate in situations where life is mission critical. You don't have the opportunity to invent the jet engine today, fly it, and if it doesn't work, fix it.
Although airlines, who recently called for tweaks to Pratt & Whitney's new Pure Power engine, might argue there's at least a little bit of beta testing. Research and development spending is a significant line item for UTC, clocking in last year at over $2 billion, around 4% of total revenues. In 2014, UTC received almost 1,000 patents, putting it around 40th in the US company ranking. But the life cycle of its innovation is on a whole different timescale to your iPhone.
Some of the things we do inherently take a long time because of their complexity. We spent 20 years maturing the technology that is now showing up in the Gear turbofan engine. That's a 100-year product.
On the other hand, some of UTC's businesses, Otis Elevator, Carriers Heating and Air Conditioning, are ripe for the sort of consumer internet interface that's currently all the rage in technology circles. This day of speakers, panels, and pitch sessions was beamed live to hundreds of employees across the company's many facilities in the US and Europe. Which brings us to another controversial aspect of innovation. Do you have to be in a certain place to succeed at it? General Electric just moved its headquarters from suburban Fairfield to Boston to be at the centre of what it termed a dynamic and creative ecosystem. UTC's McQuaid, from his base at the company's research facility in East Hartford, sees that issue differently.
So the geography matters, but if you look at the way we do design and engineering now, it's a much more global process than it ever was before. So I would say, maybe not so much I have to be in a particular geography, I have to know how to operate across multiple geographies.
The event's live audience included scientists and engineers, but also business managers, supply chain professionals, and customer service reps, all of whom have urgent business on their desks every day. McQuaid wants them to step back once in a while and think bigger about the company's mission.
What I hope comes out of today is people simply allowing themselves to be creative.
This week's session was the first of several the company will host as it searches for a way to respond to and lead future innovation. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.